This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. In Australia, at least 12 people, including one shooter, have been killed in an attack at Sydney's Bondi Beach this evening in what has been declared a terrorist incident. The second shooter is in police custody and is in a critical condition. 29 people have been injured, including two police officers. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese called the incident both shocking and distressing.
An attack on Jewish Australians is an attack on every Australian. There is no place for this hate, violence and terrorism in our nation. Let me be clear, we will eradicate it. Amidst this vile act of violence and hate will emerge a moment of national unity where Australians across the board will embrace their fellow Australians of Jewish faith.
Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar said that he is appalled by the shooting attack and called the incident the result of an anti-Semitic rampage in the streets of Australia over the past 2 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi strongly condemned the ghastly terrorist attack. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, India stands in solidarity with the people of Australia in this hour of grief. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has also condemned the terror attack. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that New Delhi's thoughts are with the victims and their families. President Draupadi Murmu has said, every unit of energy saved reflects a sense of responsibility towards nature and demonstrates care and sensitivity for future generations. Addressing a gathering on the National Energy Conservation Day in New Delhi today, the president emphasized that energy conservation is no longer just an option, but a necessity of the present time. She said, India has taken significant steps in the areas of energy conservation and clean energy transition. The president also felicitated the winners of the National Energy Conservation Awards 2025 and National Painting Competition on Energy Conservation 2025. The BJP Parliamentary Board has appointed senior party leader Nitin Naveen as the national working president of the party with immediate effect. Nitin Naveen is currently serving as a minister in the Bihar government. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has congratulated Nitin Naveen for becoming the national working president of the BJP. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Nitin Naveen has distinguished himself as a hard-working worker of the party. The railways is on the verge of completing electrification of almost all its entire broad gauge network, with more than 99% electrification across 25 states and union territories already completed. Ministry of Railways informed that over 33,000 route kilometres were electrified between 2019 and 2025. It added that the total distance electrified during this period alone is almost equal to the entire railway network of Germany, showing country's scale of expanding clean and efficient rail traction. Foreign investors pulled out 17,955 crore rupees from Indian equities in the first 2 weeks of this month. This sharp withdrawal follows a net outflow of 3,765 crore rupees in November. The current trend comes after a brief pause in October when foreign portfolio investors or FPIs infused 14,610 crore rupees, snapping a 3-month streak of heavy withdrawals. FPI sold equities were 23,885 crore rupees in September, 34,990 crore rupees in August, and 17,700 crore rupees in July. India defeated the top-seeded Hong Kong to win the Squash World Cup for the first time. The hosts crushed Hong Kong 3-0 in the summit clash in Chennai this evening. In Under-19 Asia Cup Cricket 2025, India defeated Pakistan by 90 runs at the ICC Academy ground in Dubai this evening. Chasing a target of 241 runs, Pakistan were bundled out for 150 in 41.2 overs. Due to rain, the match was reduced to 49 overs. In men's cricket, India have won the toss and elected to bowl first against South Africa in the third T20 match of the five-match series at Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium in Dharamshala. The five-match series is currently drawn at 1-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.